Some amen. Who know what is the theme of this message? That I may know him. That I may. Let me tell you. There is nothing as great as an invitation to know somebody. When I married Sister Teresa, I thought I knew her. Say my amen. But when we went into the house, amen. Say my amen. I found there were things I didn't know. Not on the bad side. There are things I didn't know about her life. You know why? Because when we were getting prepared to get married, kila mtu alikuwa anajipanga. When we were meeting, everybody was arranging themselves. We would even... amen. You don't want to miss such a great opportunity. So you choose your word. You choose your accolade. You write them very well. But who knows when you get in the house, you don't have an order. Say my amen. When we used to meet, let me tell you. I loved suit then. I don't know about now. That people used to think that I work for special branch. That's how bad it was. So I would dress well. But when we got into the house, that is to mean she would see me literally with Bishop, not having washed my face. Literally. In the morning. And I was not able to arrange myself as I used to do. But let me tell you. Through time, through the 15 years we've been married, I want to tell you, I have known this girl. I would promise you, I would tell you, if I do this, this will be her response. Trust me, I know. Say my amen. I know if I want to eat, what I should avoid, and what I should not what? Do I have any brothers in the house? Say my amen. What I'm trying to say is this, that after spending time with her, I get to know her. Let me tell you, you can never know somebody by osmosis. You can never know somebody through the YouTube. You can never know somebody through Facebook or whatever. There were some weddings that used to be done moonlight. What are they called? Moonies. You look at somebody on the picture, and they look at you, and both of you get married, and you don't even have an idea what kind of a devil. What I'm trying to say is this: is that really that knowing somebody takes a what? A relationship. Knowing somebody takes a what? A relationship. Relationship. I can't say it. Relationship. I don't even know how better to say it, but you have to be able to relate with that person. You can never be in relationship with anybody who you don't relate with. You have to have a relationship with somebody. Say my amen. So, tonight, that I may know him. I was reading this. See, preachers are so sometimes program. I was reading this morning. We are used to preach in the morning service. So, I would ask you if you would help me read that scripture. And don't even worry about these notes because we're going to rush them out. If you need them. All of this. With the minutes we have, you can't be able to go through all those. But what I promise you, we can send you those notes. Say my amen. We can send you all those notes. I don't want to scare you. Say my amen. Zema amen. That I may know. That is to tell you that I mean, we were told by a bishop, if you're going to speak on some things, you better know what you are. You're talking about. That's why you may ask, why do you have all the, you better know what you're saying. Say, my man, help me lead. Where are we? God of heaven. Say, my man. Say, my man. Let me tell you. How many people you used to go to a football match? I'm talking to Kenyans. I know I'm talking to Kenyans. So don't put me in. I don't know about softy, but I know about what? Mpira wa migu. How many people have ever gone to Mpira wa migu, football? How many people know that the best players are not inside? The best players are what? Are outside. Nakwambia hiyo. Mazi. How can he miss such an opportunity? Let me tell you. The best players are what? If you study here, let me tell you, we'll be boiling water on you. We'll be... Let's read it together. John 8, 31 to 32. Let's read it together. Then Jesus said to the Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I want to tell you something. And I'll go very fast, but I want to tell you something. When Jesus was speaking to these people, he told them that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I asked myself, who is the truth? Because I want to know, I want to ask myself challenging questions. Who is this truth? It's right there. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the what? I am the way, the truth. So it tells me our freedom in every area of life is proportional to the truth. That is the Jesus Christ we know. Our freedom in every area of life is dependent on every truth you know. Your freedom from the bondages that you are carrying tonight is proportional to the truth you know. It's proportional to the Jesus that you do what? You know. I ask myself, why? I like asking myself a question. Why do I have to know what? Why do I have to know the truth? Why do I have to know the word? I'll tell you why. Hosea 4. See, you don't even write. Don't even worry. I'll ask this young Christ Harvesters family. If you need all these notes, we'll send them. Technology has come. It is right here. We'll send them to you by email. Don't even need to write. Stay with me. We'll send to you. And to assure you, free of what? Will not even ask for a donation. Just free of what? Free of charge. So, Hosea 4:6 says this. My people are destroyed for lack of what? Okay, let's pause there. My people are destroyed for lack of not singing. My people are destroyed for lacking good keyboards. My people are destroyed because they don't have a good amplifier. My people are destroyed because they don't have visas and green cards. My people are destroyed because they are illegal. Say my amen. But the Bible tells you and me, because there is something I have adapted in my life. As a student of the Bible, I read Bible word after word. Because I know God is very accurate and God means every word he says. The Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Knowledge comes from the word know. Know how. In Ikuyu used to call it Okay, my grandmother used to say this. Where do they in know? No, no. So my grandmother used to know. When he tell you don't have omenyo, he will tell you you don't have what? Ino. You don't have ino. You don't know. What I'm trying to say is this. That wisdom is God given. But knowledge is acquired. If you don't know, let me tell you. For you to be the treasurer of Kenya Christian Fellowship in America, you don't need to be anointed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Did I say the right thing? You need to balance the books. You need to balance the what? We have so many people who have a calling, but they don't have the knowledge to administer the call. Say my amen. And it is only in church where people think they can do something without knowing anything. Say my amen. If you go to Walmart and you tell them, I want to be a cashier, will they tell you, hallelujah, thank you, we bless God you have come? They will tell you, put a document telling us where and when you dealt with money. You may tell them how much you speak in tongues and how much you jump in church, but that is very good. But right now what they are asking is, how well do you know the deal of counting money? It's only in church where folks can walk in church and tell you they are called. I'm called of the Lord. I'm called of the what? I'm called of the Lord. I feel a high calling of the Lord in my life. Say my amen. You better put some knowledge in that calling. Say my amen. You better put some knowledge in that one. The reason why the church right now is going through much reproach, because we have a lot of bunch of gentlemen and gentlewomen who have no knowledge. I don't know how best I can put that. But we have so many men and women who don't have knowledge even of what they are speaking about. They are people. Like a villager, one villager was asked by another one, are you saved or ni watu wanakuwekelea kegenyo? How can I say that in English? Please help me interpret that. She was asked, my sister, are you saved ama ni watu wanafanya nini? Wanakuwekelea. You know why? Because what this sister is talking about, she doesn't even know. She's talking about Jesus, but she doesn't even know this. The Bible says that my people are destroyed for lack of what? Let me tell you, in 2001, I was stopped by a policeman on Canton Road, Georgia, USA. And I was driving 45 at a 35 load. And when I saw the blue light, I was like every other Kenyan, very defensive, to tell the policeman I did not know the speed limit. That policewoman asked me, whose problem is it? She asked me, I agree you don't know the speed limit, but who is the driver of your car? Whose responsibility is it to tell you the posted limit of every highway? Oh. What she was telling me is this, that even if I did not know the speed limit, I had to go and pay a fine at Marietta Municipal Council. That is to tell you, when I used to do accounting, we were told, ignorance of law is not defense. Ignorancia non indifensia. In French. Ignorance of law. Having not known something, let me show you this. If this is electricity right here, electricity what? Electricity doesn't anoint, it electrocute. Say my amen. If right now Pastor Kingori go touch electricity and and he an open wire, 740 KJV, and he said, I did not know. We understand you did not know. But we are very sorry that we are going to ship you as a luggage to care. That's how bad it is. It's true. It's true. He did not what? It is true he did not know. But let me tell you, iyo stima itamutadika akauke kama kuni. That is to tell you how dangerous ignorance is. The devil himself thrives in ignorance. The devil maximizes in ignorance. Let me show you one of the greatest problems that you have. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will reject you from being pleased for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will forget your children. I'll show you some three things right there. If you and I walk in ignorance, ignorance brings destruction. I'm telling you, you will be destroyed if you do not know the truth. If you do not know the truth that is Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, you may carry two Bibles, you may carry three Bibles, you may carry a hymn book and the prayer book and the whatever. Let me tell you, if you don't know the truth, you'll be destroyed. You will exactly be destroyed. If you do not know the truth that Jesus Christ is a healer, you will die in sickness. And it doesn't matter. People ask those who are critics and who want to criticize the gospel. They ask if Jesus was a healer, he would have gone to every mortuary raising people. Let me tell you, he only raised those who knew the truth. Say my amen. He only healed those who are able to know the truth. Let me tell you, you will be destroyed for lack of knowledge. The other thing is this, that I will, let me show you right there. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will reject you from being priest. Let me tell you, right now the Bible tells me and you that we have been called to be priests before God. But because of lack of knowledge, God have rejected so many people. There are so many prayers that are not going anywhere. Because I hear people all the time praying, Ate Muathani, Lord, if it is your will, I pray, please let me be healed. Please, Lord, please, 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 please. Let me tell you, God will not allow you to bring that joke as a priest. Because if it is not the will of God to heal you, why did Jesus come? Why did the Bible write in Isaiah 53 that he became a man of sorrow? By his stripes we are healed. If you don't know that truth, say my amen. And you'll be telling God, God, if it is your will, please Lord heal me. No. Please know the truth. And even when you are confronting the devil is amused by people who know the truth. Because the Bible says that the devil not believes. He even trembles. So let me tell you, you don't know how many demons are laughing at the ignorant Christians. Because they do not know what legally belongs to them. When you go before the throne as a priest and you are pleading for something that legally belongs to you, God will not entertain that. He went through that before by giving Jesus. The Bible says this, that God will reject your children. Do you know what that means? If you do not know the truth, you are endangering even our future generation. Because it is only by you knowing the truth that you will be able to speak the covenant of God
over your own children. I have heard parents declare with your mouth, watoto wa siku hizi wameharibika sana. Nakwambia hii.com. Let me tell you, the devil is a liar. Amen. Cast your children, they'll be cast. Let me tell you, if you know the truth says, my child may be rebelling today, but the kingdom of God belongs to me and my children. That is the truth that you and I need to know. And the present does not matter. So by us not knowing the truth, we have given the devil a great opportunity by causing even our children to be cut off. Let's go real quick. Why do God do such things? Because you do know the truth that pertains to your hindrance. You don't know the truth. Let me ask you this. If your father has 10 million in Kenya and he owns 200 acres of tea in Timboroa, and you do not know, who do you think will be looking for you on the internet or email telling you that your father, let me tell you, let me show you this. I don't know whether I am the only victim. Apart from brothers from West Africa, Cote d'Ivoire, that send me emails telling me, apart from brothers who send me mails from Cote d'Ivoire telling me that I have right now been diagnosed with a critical deadly illness, and I want you to help me transfer this 75 million, please, and don't call me on the phone because my relatives are right here in the hospital. I wrote to one and told them, shame on you, please change your language. What I'm trying to say is this. If you do not know what is legally yours, who do you think will be out there going to tell you that these are your promises? This is what belongs to you, my sister. You need to walk in divine healing. You need to walk as a conqueror and as a victor, not as a victim. Who is going to tell you? It is you who need to know what pertains to you. The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You shall always be free by the truth that you know. I probably will end with this one. The rest we have to send them to you guys. Finally, brethren, as I do what? As I close. Matthew 16, Jesus said this. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples saying, who do men say that I am? Number 14. So they said, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. This is the toughest question. You can always say what you hear people say. Leave what you are hearing other people. Leave mambo ya watu. You have talked so much about what the people said and what they didn't say, what they backbite, what they front back, side bite. Leave about what you heard them say. He asked them, he said to them, who do you say that I am? And I want to show you something as we pray. Simon answered and said, you are the Christ, Son of the living God. Number 17. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bajona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Number 18. And I said to you that you are Peter. That guy's name changed right there. By knowing the truth. Doesn't matter what is your name tonight. Doesn't matter what they have called you. You may have been called a barren woman. But if you know the truth, from tonight you shall change your name. You may be called as a depressed single. But when you know the truth, your name is going to be changed tonight. They may call you broke tonight. They may have called you a failure. But once you know the truth, that truth will change your name. And it doesn't matter what you are called. The Bible says that Peter, when he knew the truth, his name was changed from Simon by Jonah to Peter. Let me tell you, there are so many people right now whose names need to be changed. You have failed and struggled in so many things. But the Bible says that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. By Peter knowing Jesus, his name was changed. Let me show you this. And on this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So many people think when Jesus was giving this analysis, he was talking about Peter. But if you read your Bible, the rock that he is talking about is Jesus himself. He is telling him that by you knowing this truth that is Jesus, on that rock called Jesus Christ, I will build the church that the gates of hell will never be able to prevail against it. If you want to do anything for God, you have to know the truth. Because it is only in that truth that you know that the gates of hell will never be able to prevail against. The other text tells you, and Jesus said to him, and I will give you the keys. Hallelujah. And I will give you the keys. Of where? I will give you the what? I don't know about you, but I grew up in a culture that used to play. When I used to hear my mother and my grandmother play, they used to say, na mungu tunakuomba utusaidie kumukemea yule muovu shetani. That's what I used to hear. That God, on our behalf, rebuke the devil for us. But Jesus told Peter, if you know the truth, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. And that is to tell you, if you read that pericope, it tells you, Jesus said, that whatsoever you shall bind here on earth, heaven will say a big amen. Whatever you shall bind. Let me tell you. The reason why the devil is having a feast is because he don't have so many people binding him. Say my amen. It is not the responsibility of God to bind the devil. The keys. If you know the truth, you shall know the what? And the truth shall set you what? Shall set you free. Let me tell you. The Bible tells you that keys represent authority. So, heaven has entrusted you with the keys. Say my amen. So, the whole of heaven is waiting for men and women who are illuminated by the truth of God, who shall say that in the name of Jesus, we refuse to see children die out of starvation. In the name of Jesus, we bind and rebuke the demon of tribal ethnicity. God will never bind that demon. The keys are with the kingdom. But when the church does not know that it has the keys, that is the game and the desperation the church has always played. And that is why, let me tell you, when the ambassador was speaking, I felt like going under the chair. Because let me tell you, what he said is very truth. That the church that has keys and authority allowed themselves to be belittled and reduced. I told somebody, I told him, you better be bigger than what you're talking about. Because I am a Christian first before I become a Kikuyu. The devil is a liar. Say my amen. I am a Christian first before I become a Luo or whatever. I told somebody, shame on you and be bigger. You cannot be reduced. During the post-election, I used to see even Christian forwarding those demonic, tribal hatred. And I told somebody, shame on you. Say my amen. Because I cannot allow myself, the guy with the keys, to be rendered powerless by just a politician. I got the keys to open for peace. Let me tell you, Kofi Annan did nothing to Kenya. Say my amen. Kofi Annan, put that on tape. Kofi Annan did nothing to Kenya. Don't even edit that one. Don't even edit that one. Kofi Annan did nothing in Kenya. What happened was what was opened by those believers who knew they have authority. Say my amen. And I watched with a lot of desperation. People would ask, Kofi Annan amesema nini? Kuhusu nini? That guy will never do anything that he is not ordered from heaven. Let me ask you. This thing, who is moving it? Mimi ndio niko na remote control. Kofi Annan only did what he was commissioned with the brethren who had the keys of the kingdom. The grand correlation of the government was not because of anybody else, but because of people who had the keys. Because of people who had the what? The keys of the kingdom. Let me tell you, we are the people right now. And I used to hear people say that the police has failed, that whoever has failed. Let me tell you, the police are so helpless. They can never be able to deal with the devils. Let me tell you, you and me have already blamed the government and the police. Let me tell you, I wish some of you know some of the satanic activities that were happening in Kenya. If you read your Bible, the burning of human being is the highest satanic sacrifice. Go read your Bible in Jeremiah. It will tell you there was a goddess called Queen of Heaven who they used to offer burnt sacrifices of human beings. When you see people burnt in Eldoret, you thought it's only kawaida too. It was a satanic sacrifice. When you see the blood of people being poured, there were satanic covenants that were being sealed with the devil. And you are blaming the police, that the police ain't doing nothing in the Rift Valley. How can they be able to do anything and deal with the devil? They'll be in this place, the devils will resurface in the other place. We are the people who have the keys of the Lord. Tell your neighbor you have the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you shall bind. Say, whatever you shall bind. Here on earth, it shall be bound. Whatever you shall loose, it will be loosed here in what? On the earth. You may sit there and whine and complain. But let me tell you, if you ain't losing that blessing ain't coming to you. Say my amen. If you're not going to release that blessing, those blessings are right there. That's why Jesus died for those blessings. You may complain, you may whine, you may blame your mother-in-law, you may blame Capoeira, you may blame whoever you want to blame. You may blame everybody you want to do what? You may want to blame. You may blame whoever. Your wife's side, your own side, the witch doctor who is in a... But let me tell you, you are the person who has the what? You are the person who have the key.
Let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. And I want you guys to stand. Just stand. Just stand. To me right now, what I believe, these keys represent authority. And doesn't matter what the devil does or intends to do. If I know the truth that I have, the Bible says that it is for this purpose that the Son of Man or Son of God has been manifested, that he may destroy all the works of the enemy. What that tells you that every work of the devil has already been set to destruction by the power of the cross. To me right now, it doesn't matter which doctor went to my house. Doesn't matter who said what they said. If I have the keys, that is all that matters. All that matters is this. Do you know the authority that is in your hand? Do you know right now, for most of you, I know you are from Kenya. And you know this. If you have a G3 or an AK-47 and you are confronted with a thug, with a rungu or a panga, and you put your dealers on the hill, that is to mean if you put your dealers on the what? On the hill. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this as we pray. Let me ask the worship team to come in front. When you have the AK-47 on your shoulder and you are running because you are being pursued by somebody who has only a rungu, can a miracle happen and that AK-47 start saying twa 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 twa? Let me tell you, you and your AK-47 will be rukurized. You'll be what? You'll be rukurized by that guy who has a what? That guy with a rungu will rukurize you. Say my amen. And people will come and say, he died a hero holding his gun on the shoulder. What a hero. What a what? He needed some little knowledge to know that he needed to take the AK-47 and say, 1, 2, I'm going to make you Sukuma Wiki in Jesus' name. What I'm telling you to this, that if you do not know the authority that you have, the enemy of our lives will continue to take advantage over your life. The devil will take advantage of your children. Father, we bless your name. We give you honor. We give you adoration. How excellent are you, dear Father. We bless you. Father, we honor you. Rasika babandai.